They took the law that Congress passed, they twisted it and interpreted it for the benefit of oil producers, and that harmed our Iowa farmers. I know, again, you can't speak on how you would rule on these cases, especially those that could be pending before the Supreme Court. But tell me, how do agencies, how should they interpret the laws that are passed by Congress?
Well, I think that the court's role in reviewing the lawfulness of agency action, it's largely governed by the Administrative Procedure Act, which governs the way that agencies can do their business and outlines what their authority can be. There's also a doctrine called Chevron, which is named after a case. And many times, if we're talking about a Chevron issue, we're talking about an issue of statutory interpretation. It sounds like that's mostly what you're thinking of. And an agency, you know, when a court reviews whether an agency has exceeded its lawful authority, it goes to the statute that you and Congress enact and interprets that statute, looks at the text, and tries to tell whether you've given the agency, given the EPA in your example, leeway to adopt policies. And that leeway would be present if you had ambiguity in the statute that left the decision to the agency. But if the agency goes farther than the text of the statute permits, then it is the role of a court to say that that action, you know, was in conflict with the statute and therefore illegal.